When I was younger, I exercised to relieve mental stress. But now that I've passed 50, I focus on increasing my heart rate and keeping it up, on strengthening my arms and legs. And now there's something else. Recently, I've added aerobic bench and floor exercises, and this has greatly improved my flexibility. When the instructor tells us to sit on the floor with our legs out straight and touch our toes, I almost can. When she says, grab your feet now and touch your head down to your knees, well, I can see my knees. Flexibility is a good thing. I know that, and I am getting some better. The other day, my dentist was installing a porcelain bridge in the back of my mouth. He said, now there's going to be a little pain, but since it'll only take a few minutes, he didn't think I would need shots to numb the pain. What kind of pain we talking about, I asked him. He said he'd have to blow cold air where the teeth used to be to dry the area out. I think this is going to be rough. How much pain? I asked him. Oh, it won't take long, he said. Now that's not my question. How much pain? So with his air gun, my friendly dentist lightly blew some air on my gum. Well, that's not too bad. I can do that, I told him. After a few minutes preparation, he said, now we're ready. Grab onto the chair and don't move. I heard the urgency in his voice, but his hands filled my mouth before I could bite him. You know, the words grab on just do not indicate minor pain. He blew cold air against my gums with a force that made a hurricane look like a sissy. The pain was so intense, and that jerk had the audacity to say, now don't move. I vowed to kill him, but I didn't move. The air stopped. I breathed. He said, okay, one down, one to go. The air came again. The pain intensified. His assistant held my upper torso to the chair, and I threw my legs up in the air back toward my dentist and wrapped my ankles around that sucker's neck. We now had each other's attention, and the pain stopped. I'm a great advocate for aerobic classes because you just never know when the increased flexibility is going to come in handy. For Boomer Humor, I'm Bob Owen.